Imagine all European organizations to rely only on open source technologies. What if I told you that in 25 minutes you will be ready to join the FOSS revolution and to contribute to our digital independence? My name is Rosanna and I'm a digital product leader. I help people break free from vendor locking and build digital resilience. I remember the day when one of my C-level colleagues called me and said with a very sad and disappointed voice, "Rosanna, we had another security incident." They sounded helpless. This third-party company providing closed-source solution not only built seven-figure invoices, but caused security incidents frequently. My colleague kind of challenged me and my team by asking, "Rosanna, do you think you would be able to propose an alternative solution?" The use case was very specific and not something where I would have had an answer on the palm of my hand. Together with my colleagues, we started the research, but we didn't find anything satisfying on the open source side. Some of my team members even pitched the idea to stay on the closed source side, probably because of convenience. But this was not aligned with our principles. One of our principles was we prioritize the usage of open source over closed source. And if you are serious about your principles, you don't compromise on them just after having some tiny difficulties. Either you are a person of principles or not. And especially in my role as a leader, it was my job to remind my colleagues what really matters. So we didn't give up. On my way home, I wondered who in my teams might be familiar with this very specific technology. And suddenly, I thought of Nelly, an open source human at heart. I called her and asked, "Hey, do you know anyone who's familiar with this stuff?" She replied, "Sure. My colleague Mila is an expert in the technology." So I asked if we could build something together. And without hesitation, she answered, "Sure, I will give her a call. Bye." And she hung up. This was literally the whole conversation and how the idea of commissioning an entirely new open source project was born. Digital sovereignty isn't just a technical topic. Digital sovereignty is an important foundation of our democracy and freedom. In the world where fascism is no longer just history, but a day-to-day reality in some countries and a threat in others, open source technology is more important than ever. If you want future generations to live in a free world, you have an obligation to contribute to the transformation from closed source to free and open source software. Europe's dependence on US big tech is massive. A study commissioned last year by SIGREF found out that 80% of total spending on cloud software and services for business use in Europe went to US companies, representing a volume of 265 billion euro per year. Let's take a look at some examples from German public sector. For Oracle alone, the German government signed framework agreements worth just under 4.8 billion euro. German government's Microsoft licenses and training contracts account for framework agreements with a volume of 1.3 billion euro. Just imagine spending the 265 billion euro which European organizations spend currently on US software on open source technologies